Chapter 2. Trouble in the Colonies. Tensions between American colonists and the British government had been growing long before April 1775. In the early 1750s, most colonists were proud to be under British rule. When a war broke out between Great Britain and France in 1754, colonists were ready to fight for the British cause. By the war's end, British forces, including colonial soldiers, had driven French troops out of North America. But Great Britain had spent lots of money on the war. To raise more money, Great Britain's leaders decided to tax American colonists. The Stamp Act of 1765 placed a tax on paper goods such as newspapers, legal documents, and playing cards. Taxes such as these greatly upset colonists. The colonists also felt they did not have a way to voice their concerns in the British government. The British government added more taxes. In 1767, the Townshend Acts taxed items such as paint, glass, lead, and British tea. The taxes led some colonists to respond with violence. On December 16, 1773, a group of colonists boarded three ships in Boston, Massachusetts. They destroyed an entire shipment of British tea. They dumped much of it overboard. The event was called the Boston Tea Party. The British government reacted by creating a new set of laws colonists called the Intolerable Acts. The laws reinforced British control over the colonies. The laws also weakened the colonial government in Massachusetts. Despite the laws, colonists in Massachusetts formed the Massachusetts Provincial Congress. This government became a statement of independence for the colonists. British leaders were increasingly worried the colonists might rebel. So the British government instructed General Thomas Gage to start disarming colonial militias. Gage was also told to arrest Samuel Adams and John Hancock. These men were leaders of a group called the Sons of Liberty. The Sons of Liberty felt the colonists should break free from British rule. Joseph Warren was another leader of the Sons of Liberty. He had spies among the British military who learned of Gage's orders. Warren sent fellow revolutionary Paul Revere to Concord on April 8, 1775. Revere warned Concord's leaders that the British were planning to march to the town and seize the militia supplies. Revere's message allowed colonists to spread the supplies into homes and shops in nearby towns. On the evening of April 18, 1775, Warren received word that British troops were assembled.